Is anybody in there? Welcome to this episode of Whiskey on Sunday. I'm Allie.
I am Seth.
And it has been super long. Like, crazy long. And I haven't put up a post in a while. And I will explain why. I haven't put up the podcasts because I didn't edit them. And there are a lot of times where we will pause for breaks and I'll have to, like, chop in other things, and I didn't have anything to put in because nobody's called me because they're fucking dicks. That and text messaging is so much easier than voicemails now. But I had been postponing it because I hit a rough patch for a little while, which we can talk about. And then I the shootings happened, and I just didn't want to do anything.
Yeah.
So I honestly will put this up probably before everything else, but so you're going to get everything in not chronological order, which I don't think people really care about.
I don't think they care about anything about this podcast, but we'll see.
Who cares, honestly? Hey,
whatever.
We were going to talk anyways. We might as well just record it for posterity's sake. That and you have news.
I have news and you have news too. What are you drinking?
I am drinking gingerbread coffee from Trader Joe's.
I have to find my coffee because I'm drinking eggnog coffee.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's just my regular coffee in eggnog.
I would drink the crap out of that.
There's no crap in it.
It's good.
I don't know what it is, though.
Okay, so it has taken absolutely no time for my friends here to realize that I fucking love skulls. So this is what Puppy got me for Christmas.
Those are adorable.
Got me, like, these Himalayan knit dumpster diver sheaths, like leg warmers for your hands, with skulls on them. Pew, 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 pew. But, yeah. What news do I have?
I don't know. You're still working.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's almost Christmas. Or it will be already done been New Year's.
I'll post this today. I promise you I will post this today.
Okay, so it's our big Christmas mm-hmm. Eve podcast. We, here in our house, we have, we are looking to move to a different house, so we're trying to find a house to buy.
Oh, to buy?
Yeah.
Yeah!
Because we're going to have, a friend of ours and her little daughter is going to move in, and we are also going to have a little baby.
Yay!
By the end of June.
I'm so excited. Congratulations.
Hold on a second.
And this is why I edit the podcast. Oh, do you have pictures of it?
It's glossy paper. I'm pretty sure that's the baby and it's not Nessie, but it's the same picture quality.
That's awesome.
That works great on an audio part too.
That's all right.
It's, yeah, so we have been going to a lot of baby doc things, not the deceased dictator from Haiti, but the doctors that take care of babies, babies-to-be.
That does indeed make sense. But everything's good with the baby?
Everything's super good. We had some genetic testing, and we are... Because of our advanced maternal age, which is, I guess...
Not a number that you have permission to give out.
It's what they call it, you know, advanced age. So, because it's a geezer baby, we had a 1 in 40 chance of Down syndrome and a few other... chromosomal difficulties.
Right. And not so not deal breakers, but definitely something that would be an issue.
Yeah. And there are some that are more serious than Down syndrome that are usually fatal. So we wanted to check those out. And so we got tested. We went, after all the tests were done, we went from a 1 and 40 chance to a 1 and 50,000 chance.
That's fantastic. So,
yeah, we're pretty confident on that one.
High five for your sperm, yo.
That's the second time my sperm's been high-fived this week. And high-fiving sperm, that's very close to a hand job, so just to warn you.
Okay, I will. Well, the good thing is it's actually, we have a computer between us. So.
Yeah, well, I had a phone between the other person. So it was
a computer is a 3,000-mile condom.
Yeah, computer will save a lot.
That is crazy as shit, I'm sorry.
It will save a lot of money in wet naps.
Also true. Well, you know what, since you were talking about babies, do you want to hear the story about how my vagina hurts?
Do I? I think everybody wants to hear about your painful vagina.
Okay, well, the best...
Oh, my vagina be paining me.
I got some aches in my lady bits. All right, well, the best part about Oregon is that there's Oregon Healthcare. And Oregon Healthcare will provide you certain services for free... And, like, based on your income or your anticipated income. So, I had an issue with a dude that I hooked up with recently where I had to go to Planned Parenthood and I'd never been before.
That's interesting, the way to put it.
Yeah. Well, the condom broke and I was just like, you know what? Since I'm here, I might as well get birth control. Well... For those of you that don't know, that listen to this, I had a gastric bypass. And unfortunately, medication does not absorb very well into the stomach. So, taking an oral contraceptive would be a lower percentage of...
effectiveness.
Of effectiveness, exactly.
And they don't make, suppository birth controls.
No. I don't quite know how that would work.
Well, you'd put the birth control capsule into your butt. And
no, I know what a suppository is, you fucking dick. I used to work in medicine. So, anyways, I was there and I was talking to the woman who was helping me out. And she suggested an IUD. And I thought, well, what is that? So,
and you said it's an improvised explosive device.
No, that's an IED.
Ah.
An IUD is an intrauterine device. And that is used to prevent babies. Hooray! So she was like, it's pretty expensive, but since you qualify for Oregon healthcare, it's going to be no expense to you.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure that Oregon is like, you know what? We would rather pay $675 to prevent you from having children when you can't afford them.
Than to pay for those kids.
Than to pay for those kids, exactly. Which I think is fucking brilliant. And I was, okay, let's do this. So I scheduled my appointment for yesterday. I went in, and the woman was like, oh, are you nervous? Do you need someone in here? And I'm like, no. My one of my friends came with me, and she was just playing a video game in the waiting room waiting for me. And the woman's, I was like, well, how long is this going to take? Because I do have somebody waiting out there, which apparently I'm very accommodating when having something inserted in my vagina, because I was more like, I was more concerned about the person that wasn't involved in it. I was like, oh, man, I really hope that puppy isn't bored. So she was like, oh, it takes 5 minutes. She starts working. She goes, huh, that's something you don't want to hear when someone is putting something inside your vagina. So, yeah, you never need to say that. Never, ever. If you ever work in medicine, if you work in OBGYN or anything like that.
Or porn.
If you have a medical tool inside someone's vagina, just don't go,
That's odd.
That's odd. So I was like, okay. And then she was like, well, I'm going to have to put lidocaine in there and use dilators to try to open your cervix so that we can get the IUD in. And so, like, 20 minutes goes by, and she's trying, and it's painful. Like, this, it's, having one installed is not, it's not like a day at the park. It, no mint juleps, no big floppy hats. It is not a day at the
Derby. Did you try? Did you bring any floppy hats or mint juleps? Maybe that was the problem.
I should have.
Next time, mint juleps and floppy hats.
I should go in there completely hammered and be like, look, my vagina has no trouble working when I'm drunk, so I figured I might as well help this along. But she ended up saying, you know, she can't do it, and that I'd have to make
an appointment. You're around in your hoo-hoo forever.
Right. She said that I'd have to make an appointment for a doctor, like a different doctor that was coming in, like a specialist, who is better at the specialized things, because she thought that I had, like, a flexed uterus or something like that. So then she sticks in the vaginal ultrasound, which I was like, cool, they're going to put it on my belly. Nope.
No, they go right up in there.
Yeah, right. It was just like, oh, slide. Okay. So she shows me the pictures, and she's like, and you see those three little dots right there? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, that's almost where I broke through the wall of your uterus. And I went,
Lady, don't break my uterus.
Right. But the funniest part about that entire fucking thing is that as soon as I walked in, she was like, do you have anybody out there that you want to come in? I was like, no, Nikki is, she'll be fine. And she's like, oh, is that your partner? And I looked at her and I went, why would I have an IUD installed if that was my partner?
We don't know what you guys do. You guys could go to the bar sometime and say, hey, I like that one. You like that one? Let's bring him home. We don't know. She doesn't judge. It's Portland, baby.
That's true. That is true. And the best part about Portland is I can dress weird, and I've pretty much been taking to dressing like I've been dared. I went to karaoke this weekend. I didn't tell you about that. Okay. I have been talking with this guy who's kind of awesome, and I basically told him, I was like, you're going to give me one night. And
he's going to pencil you in?
Well, because he's always busy and stuff like that. And I was like, the fact that I'm attracted to you has nothing to do with this. You're going to give me one night. And here's what we're going to do. Absolutely nothing. Want to know why? Because you're running yourself ragged, and just come over. I'll cook for you. We can watch TV. You can read a book. You can do whatever the hell you want. You could not associate with me whatsoever. You just need a night of nothing. And so he was like, yeah, I might take you up on that. And I was like, no, you're definitely taking me up on that. You just need to pick a day. So he invited me to karaoke on Friday, I think. Yeah, Friday. And I ended up getting dressed, and I was like, I couldn't decide whether I wanted to wear my knee-high Airwalks or my green Chucks.
Knee-high Airwalks.
Uh-huh.
Not knee-high Ewoks.
Right.
Because most of them are knee-high.
Yes, they are, and they're annoying little fucks. Never trust an Ewok. True story.
Not really a story, just a bit of advice. Anyway. So
I put both of them on, and I took a picture of them, and I was like, which one should I wear? I ended up wearing both. So I put the punk in Punky Brewster. I was wearing a plaid dress, one green Chuck E. T., one knee-high Airwalk, tights, my skeleton moto jacket, And I think
sounds like you put the brew in Punky Brewster.
Yeah.
Because you were drinking beer. Never mind. That wasn't funny.
But we end up getting to karaoke. Now, I typically don't go places where I don't know anyone. I went to a place where I knew one person, and that person tends to want to be the life of the party. Oh my god, that's so freaking adorable. And this isn't going to translate. Seth is currently making a gift for his wife that is a customizable vinyl figure called a Zuki. The customizable figures are, they're just fucking adorable. They're little, like, bubbly guys with tiny eyes that are totally out of proportion and on the very edges of the face. And they're just adorable and customizable. So Seth made one for each of his friends for Christmas. He made me Jane Cobb from Serenity, to that one viewer that's watching. Why are you watching? We're recording a podcast. You can just, you don't even need to comment. That's fine.
But we'll post pictures of them on the Cranial Spasm.
Yeah, definitely. Did you take pictures of all of them?
I tried to. I'll see how well they worked out.
Okay. So he made Matt Smith as the 11th Doctor for Jackie.
Yes.
He made Richie Tenenbaum from Royal Tenenbaums for Marissa.
Yep.
He made Steve Zissou from, is that Life Aquatic?
Mm-hmm.
For Tina. And now he's making Captain James Tiberius Kirk for his wife. And they're freaking adorable. I went to the website and I went to my Amazon wish list and I was just like, I'm going to wish for 100 of these. But I don't have like the talent that you have in making these. Like this, I love it. You added, was it clay that you added?
It's a bipolymer. It's a bipolymer thingy, clay thingy. I actually got it from a taxidermy supply company.
Bipolymer clay. So,
yes.
It's something that you have to work with quick?
There's two different kinds of clay that
right.
you mix together, and they set up. So okay. you got like half an hour to do it, to sculpt what you want, I guess, before it starts getting weird. And then it dries overnight. I was using a different clay that took longer to dry, but when it did dry, it shrunk a bit and it cracked.
Oh.
So I had to patch it, and I was concerned that that wasn't going to work. So this new stuff works better.
And then after it dries, you prime it and then paint it?
Yep.
And now, what paint are you using? Are you using acrylic?
Yep, just using the plain old acrylic paint. The cheap-ass shit. Although I wish I'd gotten a little bit better acrylic for the coverage and the light colors.
They're just so cute. It's and like the eyeballs are just like adorable.
Yeah, those were just done with a paint pen.
I love this so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. I was very excited to do those. Like that was my favorite thing about Christmas was making those.
That's awesome.
And that one, I think, is that one and the Matt Smith one are the ones that came out the best, I think.
Well, I totally appreciate it. And I love the texture on the hat because you made Jane's cunning hat. I mean, Adam Baldwin's a dick, but Jane
does make a cute little 3-inch high figure.
It's true. That, and I love it for the character. I don't love it for the actor.
It was a toss-up between Mal and Jane. But Jane has that cute hat, and that's what I really wanted to do.
Right. Well, because you'd have to actually fashion a long brown coat. But I was thinking about it, and I was like, I would really love to have you do, like, black and white versions, like, grayscale versions of, like, jazz greats.
You want me to do a crazy amount of annoying, hard, difficult painting, don't you?
Uh-huh. What girl doesn't want Dizzy Gillespie in a 23-inch form? Pretty much every girl that isn't me.
Yes.
Or whatever. So Christmas is coming, and I am kind of bummed. But I think it's more like I'm away from family for the first time. This is the first Christmas that I've ever been alone. But I'm not really alone. Like, I have at least 5 people have invited me to things. And I want to try to, like, make each one, but I also don't want to overwhelm myself. Yeah. And I want to go see Les Mis, because what the fuck? That looks amazing. Like, it looks so good.
It's either going to be really good or really terrible, and I really don't care which, because I'm going to enjoy them both. Both of those scenarios, I will enjoy myself.
Yeah, I've listened to a couple of the songs and a couple of the, like, Hugh Jackman isn't hitting the notes that I remember from the original cast recording, and like, yeah, it's those specific notes that like send the shivers down my back. Not the coyote shivers. Call back. But they're taking a lot of liberties with timing, and I think that in a movie that is definitely something that they should have done to begin with. Oh, I never finished telling you about karaoke. God damn it, Seth. God damn it. So I ended up going to karaoke.
Yes. With you, guy.
I am going to apologize to anybody that's listening to this. This is proof that Seth and I have not talked in a while, because when we talk, it becomes disjointed and ADD-fied, and he lets me go with it. So it's on him. It's not on me.
Oh, it's always my fault. Well, just about everything is my fault.
Okay. Karaoke. I ended up going to karaoke. Karaoke apparently was a birthday party for somebody. And it was Rocky Horror Picture theme.
Karaoke. Uh-huh.
And, in addition to the regular men dressed as women, there were other men dressed as women, or dressed in corsets and stuff. And it was awesome. It was fantastic. And, like, everyone was very exuberant and lovely and very friendly.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you kind of have to be if you're wearing underwear and a corset. Like, if you're not friendly, people might think you're weird. So karaoke started. I was, like, the second person up. No one there has ever heard me sing, especially not this dude. And so I sang Shadows of the Night.
It's a good starter.
Yeah. I look over and he mouths the word, well, it's not even a word. He mouths the appreciation, wow.
That's a word.
And I was like, what? Okay, yay. I have impressed somebody. So I finished the song, and then the DJ was like, he was like, all right, I'm going to enlist you in, like, to do something. And I went, I don't, oh, what?
So you're going to Afghanistan next month.
Apparently. It was a very, very strange recruitment tactic, but it totally worked. Because I love my country. Sometimes. He said, well, we're going to do the entire Rocky Horror Picture soundtrack. And I've heard all of these people's voices. I just heard your voice. You're going to sing Touch a Touch a Touch Me. And I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? I don't care. I don't know anyone here. That doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So I ended up like getting progressively more and more drunk as a do. And sang that. Ended up singing Stray Cat Strut. And then at the end of the night, I'm leaving, and these two drunk guys are singing Britney Spears' Toxic. And so I'm singing it as I leave, and then these 4 dudes are coming in. One of them's wearing a Superman t-shirt. And he goes, I like everything you have going on right now. Come back. And I'm like, have a good night. And just left. I was just like, I'll take it, drunk guys. So it was It was definitely a day that I needed, and then followed up by that apparently you have a defective vagina thing. Kind of like...
Well, you know what you should have done when she's like, oh, these are the three holes I almost put in. You said, hey, you break it, you bought it.
I should have just been like, you know, you should have just kept going.
Yeah. You know, well, it's yours now. It's yours now.
Because I'd really like my vagina to be like a water park. Just random places.
I'm pretty sure that was a Sheryl Crow song, My Vagina is a Water Park.
Or a train song, or a John Mayer song. We went to Zoo Lights.
Yes, I saw pictures of Zoo Lights. Apparently it's lights at the zoo.
Yeah, it's like the Forest Park lights, or the lights at Forest Park.
It's kind of like the Hubbard Park Christmas explosion in Meriden.
I think that a lot of different towns do it, where they just like decorate something that is either state or town owned.
Yeah.
And then you pay admission and go in and
look, it's all pretty
lights. But here they do it at the Oregon Zoo, and what they don't tell you is that the wait is extremely long to ride the train. Because you pay to get in, and then you can pay like $3 or $4 to do the train ride. So the train ride will take you around, and it'll show you something. And it's ideal for people that have kids.
Right.
Because then you don't have to like walk them places. You can just do that. So we took Boo, and Boo is a 4-year-old, and we ended up having to wait in line for an hour and a half.
Yikes.
So during that time, she's having, like, she's actually doing quite well. She's getting ADD moments where she just wants to walk around and do things. She, like, constantly falls down for no reason, because that's what a 4-year-old does. And the only problem is, in Portland, it is always damp, so she is moist, like, halfway through the line. Like, completely just head to toe, covered in dew. And at one point, her dad is kneeled down. He's kind of, like, stretching his back because he's a bad back and a bad knee. And Boo took it to mean, I am at your level. Come hug me.
Hug me in my ailing back.
Hug him. And he, like, he loses his balance and he falls back into a fence. And so people are helping him up, and she loses her shit. Like, she starts crying so hard because, one, she was scared that she had knocked over Daddy.
Yeah.
Because she's not that strong. She's not strong enough to knock over Daddy. But also, it was the shock of what was going on. Like, she wasn't allowed to process it through her head. She was just like, no, I must immediately cry now, because that is the reaction that I must do.
And then to have, like, people she doesn't know trying to help her dad up.
Right. And he's trying to feed her fudge to get her to stop crying, and Molly is singing in her ear, and we're just sitting there going, oh, man. So, Puppy and I, and Molly, and Fred, and Boo, we ended up finally calming her down, having, like, snacks and stuff to get us through the line, and then we end up getting on a train ride, which is a 4-minute-long train ride. No, I'm
so
sorry.
So you waited how long? How long was the wait?
The wait was an hour and 45 minutes. It was a 10-minute ride. 10 minutes.
So how long would it have been if you just walked around the route of the train?
If we put Elizabeth in something that we could push, maybe 15, 20 minutes. Like, if we were hot-footing it. You know what I'm going to tell you, Seth? It was completely fucking worth it.
Really?
Yes. Because it was the Friday of Newtown. We were all feeling a little bit, like, low, and the laughter coming out of Elizabeth was amazing. Let's see if I can find... I recorded her laughter for you.
You could use it as the edit bumpers.
Yeah. I will. I'll edit in a nicer one, but I want to play it for you now. Of course, it's just a matter of finding the right one.
Breathe.
Yeah. So I got to listen to that for 10 minutes, and they even had like they did a theme with the lights where it was there were all animals. So I mean they'd have some dinosaurs and stuff like that, but like mostly like animals that currently exist. And we look over and there's a platypus. And have you ever seen Phineas and Ferb?
Yes, I have.
Boo hadn't seen it, so I walked up to her and I went, "Where's Perry?" So she looks over and just bursts into laughter. She goes, "He's right there! And he's the right colors!" It was totally worth it. Totally worth it. What have you guys done for the holiday so far?
Let me see. Well, we had the party last night, which was it was called the You Were Wrong party. It was to celebrate the lack of the end of the world.
Right.
And I wanted to have a Mayan-themed entertainment, and Mel Gibson's Apocalyptico is not streaming on Netflix.
Surprising, because everyone wants to see that.
So I made Yucatan-type food. I made some puerco pabil and some rice and some... We never opened the tequila. Oh, well, I forgot. I bought tequila. We didn't have any. Oh, yes.
You gave me tequila. You gave me tequila and a sugar skull.
I almost drank the tequila first and then gave you just the skull, but that would have been cheesy.
I would have... It would not have bothered me. I would have probably loved it just the same. You could have drank the tequila and, like, put the apple bacon bourbon that you make in there. Which I still need to do. I need to make some apple bacon bourbon.
Oh, I am starting next week. I'm gonna start my... cider, because I have these two huge 6.5 gallon glass carboys, and I'm going to start my cider. So maybe it'll be ready by the time you come in September. Maybe. We'll see.
It really takes that long?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we can try it.
If it's going to be good, yeah.
Sweet. Yeah, I am going to be going back to Connecticut for a week in September of 2013 to go to a wedding reception for my brother and to meet a baby that is coming out of your wife. I'm kind of excited about it. I get to meet your baby, and I get to meet no longer baby Ashlyn, hopefully.
Well, as long as she's the youngest one in the family, you can still call her a baby.
Is that how it works?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's how it works.
Okay, well then, I'm still the baby of the family?
Yep.
Well, I'm not the baby of the family because the youngest is Carla. But I'm the youngest of the four people in my family?
Yeah. Who's Carla?
Oh, never mind. Carla's not the youngest. Jessica is.
Huh? Who are those people?
Cousins.
Oh, those don't count. No, immediate family.
Oh.
Cousins don't count.
Okay. What are you doing for New Year's?
We don't know yet. I'm trying to have a poll to see who wants to do anything on New Year's. Who doesn't? I don't know. Vicky's not drinking, obviously.
Thank you.
And I thought pregnancy was going to be 9 months of designated driving, where I could just drink as much as I want. But you know, she's like, "Oh, I'm tired. Oh, I am." So it's not as much.
Baby's already cramping your style.
Yeah, I did go Wednesday. I went to a show in New Haven, and Vicky wasn't feeling up to it, so I went by myself. And then Friday night we went to a show in New London, and that was awesome too. That was super awesome. That's a
What did
great.
you go see?
We saw Vic Ruggiero on. Well, I saw Vic Ruggiero on Wednesday. King Django and Vic Ruggiero were playing a free show at Bar,
Nice.
and so I went there and I had some whiskey, but I got there early. You know, and I had my whiskey, and then before the first band came on, I stopped drinking and I started drinking water. And I had tipped well enough on my whiskey that every time I put down an empty glass, I got water like before I could even look. So I ended up drinking a gallon or an ocean of water, trying to make sure I was sober. And I was kind of paranoid. Oh, I don't want to drive. I'm not super sober, so let me check. And then I'm like, you know, Vicky's home and she's not feeling well. I should get her pizza because Bar is a brew pub that makes amazing pizza. So they'd already shut down. They weren't making any new pizza, but they were selling slices still. And I'm like, well, what do you have? And he's like, well, we only have cheese or the mashed potato bacon. That's their specialty. Their specialty is a mashed potato bacon. It is a white pie. There's no tomato sauce on it.
Right.
It's a really thin crust pizza with garlic, mashed potatoes, cheese, and bacon.
I want that in my face right now.
It is amazing. So I'm like, all right, well, how many slices do you have left of the mashed potato bacon? He's like, four. I said, I want them all.
Nice.
So I'm like, oh, okay, this is going to be good. So I got in the car, I drove home, and Ryan was here with his girlfriend, and he's like, is that pizza? I'm like, it's not for you. And I open up the thing, and I realize that Bar's slices are gymongous. They're like three Domino's slices. They're huge. So I
So they're
gave
a quarter of a pizza.
the well, yeah, except the pizzas are giant. That when they sell slices, that they make these huge, like, manhole covered pizzas.
So did
So
they stack them on top of each other?
yeah, they well no they were, yeah, they were overlapped a little bit because they were in a pretty big thing anyway. But I should have known because it was kind of heavy
For four slices of
for four
pizza.
slices. But that I have to remember that Bar bacon pizza trick if I'm ever in trouble at home. Like if I'm out late and she doesn't know I'm supposed and I wasn't supposed to be out late, because I could have got away with anything if I showed up with that pizza.
Nice. So was she awake when you got home?
Yeah.
Well, I have awesome plans for New Year's.
What are you doing? Oh, I know what you're doing for New Year's.
I have to work on New Year's Eve until 5. And then I'm going to drive into the city. That, or I'm going to drive home and take the train into the city. And I haven't quite decided yet because it's like a 45-minute train ride But also, I wouldn't have to worry about having my car on New Year's Eve.
Right. And people have been hitting your car left and right lately, so...
Yeah, what the dick is up with that, man? Oregon drivers, learn how to fucking drive. No, seriously, it started raining, and they lost their shit, and I said, how do you not know how to drive? Yeah, well, they forget in the summer. They're like, oh, everything is beautiful, everything is wonderful, and then it starts raining. There's seriously 3 accidents on the way to work every single fucking day. I am so happy, like, knock on IKEA wood, I don't give a shit. It hasn't been me. Well, except for that ride home. So it has been me. Damn it. Yeah, so after I get out of work, I am going to the Star Theater to see Abney Park and the Wanderlust Circus. So there are circus performers that breathe fire and like dangerous type performances, like no animals, which is awesome. Hopefully no clowns, but if they're clowns, they're like scary steampunk clowns, and I can actually fucking deal with that. I can't deal with like clowns that look happy because you know they're dead inside. Let's be honest.
Almost as dead as all the children in their trunk.
Thank you. And then there's this woman that like does these suspended hoop dancing, which is kind of awesome. But mostly Abney Park. And they recently did a Christmas album. They did. And their 12 Days of Christmas is like haunting and very gothic sounding. So what a lot of people don't know about the 12 Days of Christmas is that they don't start until Christmas Day. So New Year's Eve is technically the 7th day of Christmas.
Yes.
So I am, you know the little like charm things, the Scrabble charms?
Yes.
That I just learned how to make? I am making the 7th day of Christmas charms. I am making 7 steampunk swans.
Nice.
So if anyone there tells me, hey, is that for the 7 days of Christmas? They get one. And if no one says it, then I'll give them to the band if I happen to see them. Be like, happy 7th day of Christmas.
Well, yeah, so I think we're probably either going to stay home and have a few people over or just try to find somebody else's party to go to.
Makes sense. Like, I've never really gone out for New Year's. So this should be interesting.
The thing is, in New Haven, when you go out for New Year's, you go to somebody's party. There's huge parties. Like, either, like, the warehouse, it's a warehouse party, or a lot of people have house parties. But the actual regular bars that we usually go to are always dead.
Really?
And we always forget that.
That's unfortunate. Although it would be cool to like host, to accidentally host a New Year's party at your favorite bar. Just like send a note to everybody and be like, look, we know that you have New Year's parties that you could go to, but this bar should be full of people, and we'd like it to be you.
I think a lot of people like to have a lot cheaper beer.
Hmm. That is also true. So I think that I've decided what I want to do for my birthday this year.
Okay.
It's going to actually be like a marathon birthday thing, because yeah, I'm turning 30. So I want to do a Wreck the Dress photo shoot, but I want to do it with everyone that's invited. Like, dudes can wear dresses, girls can wear dresses, whatever. Like, buy or get a cheap fucking prom dress, pull out that shitty fucking wedding dress, bridesmaid
dress.
Right. Or, like, say your mother gave you, like, the most hideous thing whatsoever, fucking wear it, and then we're going to play paintball.
I was thinking water park, but you have a better idea.
Yeah. So, paintball, and then after paintball is the Tour de Francia.
Does that have to do with wine?
Tricycles and boxed wine. I really want this to happen. I want this to happen so bad. Like, I'm more excited about the wreck the dress thing, because I'm going to buy a wedding dress at, like, Goodwill for $60. And I'm going to ruin the shit out of it. I can't wait. But I could probably find an indoor paintball place. They have those, right?
I don't know. Well, in the Pacific Northwest, you could probably find an outdoor ones as well.
I could ask my friend's team. My friend has a team called the Boondock Paints. It's fucking amazing. I miss you so much, dude.
I miss you too.
Like, it's so strange being over here, because I don't know everybody well enough for them to know, like, if I'm not happy or not feeling good, or if I'm having a bad day, I need someone to, like, touch me. And it doesn't need to be in a sexual way. It's just, like, I need someone to, like, hug me or, like, rub my leg or, like, crack my back or something.
Pat your face.
Yes. I need someone to pick my nose, conk my boobs, and say wonka wonka.
Cut your hair. Shave your eyebrows while you're sleeping.
Yeah, well, that needs to be done anyways.
Friend stuff.
Because I'll fight back. I mean, if you don't wait until I'm sleeping, I will fight back.
Oh, shit. Hold on a second.
This is as good a time as any for me to get coffee.
Yeah, so one of the other things I was doing today was making sauce for the lasagna.
Mm-hmm.
And I left that simmering a little too high on the stove, and now I have to start over because I burnt the shit out of it.
Damn it.
So that's what that was. That was my worst Christmas decision since my invention of the Noggarita.
The Noggarita?
Yeah, it's an eggnog margarita.
With tequila?
Terrible idea. Terrible idea.
Ew. Would you add lime?
Not again, no.
Worst cement mixer ever. It's like a holiday cement mixer. So, all right, you know what? I'm not going to get on a soapbox for very long, but, like, what the dick is up with people, like, shooting up things? Like, 3 fucking days in a row, there was Clackamas in Oregon, where I fucking live. Like, seriously, Clackamas is 20 minutes away. Then there was Newtown.
Which is 20 minutes away from where I live.
Right. And about 45 minutes from where I used to live. And then there was Alabama.
Pennsylvania. Wait, there was one in Alabama?
Alabama, there was a dude that walked into a hospital.
There was a dude who shot a bunch of people on the street in Pennsylvania during the NRA's press conference, like, happening at the same exact time.
What the dick is wrong with people? And you know what?
People get on... They get on the news that way. If the news didn't cover it, if it didn't become a national thing or an international thing, then I don't think it would happen as often.
Right.
And also, statistically speaking, it doesn't, I mean, it's, they're such terrible things when they happen, but as far as your risk of that happening, it's so very low.
Right.
Like, if you took the number of people who died, like, from Columbine to this week in mass shootings, it wouldn't equal, like, the number of people who were killed by a tornado last year.
Right. I mean, don't get me wrong, it is still a tragedy, but the constant, like, coverage from the press wasn't helping anything. Like it wasn't.
It was terrible.
And then on top of it, you have people that are nonstop, like, hypothesizing about things and, oh my God, this is amazing. Sorry.
way to derail your serious talk.
I know, I derailed it myself with a snowman.
What the fuck is that thing?
It's a pen. It's a pen and a projectile. I freaking love it. Yeah, but I can't have a serious talk about it because it's something that, like, the extremes that people are going to right now are pretty fucking scary. And I was so pissed. Like, I liked a comment that you made where it was like the pro and anti-gun rhetoric needs to stop. Like, it's just douchebaggery at this point. I'm definitely paraphrasing. Yours was more eloquently put. But I liked it, and then the comments started that were pro and anti-gun.
Yeah, it's like, you are not getting the point here, people.
The point is to shut the fuck up and let me just, like, register what the fuck is going on. And it's crazy. Like, everybody at work knew that I'm from Connecticut. So they were like, oh my God, is your family okay? Is everything okay? And I was like, you know, there's some people that aren't okay. And then I talked to my dad on his birthday, which was the Tuesday following. And as we were talking, I remembered he used to work for the chief medical examiner. Apparently, after, like, a day after it happened, he called the chief medical examiner and asked him, like, if there was anything that he could do, and he was like, just hug your family. Oh, and my dad, he made it a point to say, you know, can you tell Seth not to call me Mr. Baziak? I was like, okay.
I called him Mr. B on his birthday. Is that better?
He has this weird rule where it was like, he was never Mr. Baziak when we were growing up. He was Mr. B.
Uh-huh.
And then as soon as someone graduated from high school, they were allowed to call him Tom.
Oh, see, what if I never graduated from high school?
But you did. So this hypothetical is...
But it was West Haven High School, so that doesn't really count, does it?
Well, any Connecticut public school is pretty much going to guarantee you not have a career anywhere. That's not true.
wait, that doesn't work.
It's more the copious amount of drugs I used to take. Oh, so I'm making punk rockings.
Punk rockings?
Uh-huh.
Like stockings?
Yeah. Because I don't have a stocking out here. So I'm going to make, like, a big fucking boot. So I might actually, like, do, like, a knee-high shit kicker out of fabric. And then I have this, like, you know the Santa hat thing?
Yeah.
Well, they make it in black. So I have some of that. And then I have chains that I'm going to add to it. And I have the little Reigning Monarchs charms that I made. I'm going to put that on there. And it's going to be fucking amazing.
That's going to be.
Speaking of amazing.
Amazing.
Indiegogo, the Reigning Monarchs, funded their album in 5 days.
I know.
Did you contribute?
I did.
Awesome. I want to.
Why don't you try to find a $30 wedding dress and then spend the other $30 on the Indiegogo campaign?
Well, my birthday isn't until June, so I wouldn't be spending that money now anyways.
Yeah.
Because I'm planning on getting back into, like, working out and stuff.
How is work working out?
I still love it very much. It's been amazing going to work every day and having people go, "Oh, well, do you still like it here?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I do. Like, every day is a challenge." And I still get a little anxious when someone comes up to me and tells me what I did wrong. But I'm also at the point where I'm like, you know, if I wasn't getting things, I would be gone. Like, they would have let me go before Christmas. So we're learning a new system, and I was in one of the last classes. So we had one day where the trainer was going through it, and she was like, "How is everybody, like, really, like, grasping this?" And I was like, to be perfectly honest, it might be easier if you let somebody else go through it, like, and we all learn together, like, what is being done wrong. So the second day, someone else walked us through it, and then the third day, we were all on a computer. We did more work in the system than any of the other classes, and we grasped it better. And at one point, I kind of, like, started whining because I didn't understand something. And she was like, "No, I think you understand it more than you do." I was like, "No, I understand the program. I understand where things go in the program. The program I have no problem with whatsoever. It's just the logic behind it, like the good faith estimate. Like, what does this mean? Like, what is it that I'm looking for in this to help qualify a loan?" Because instead of just doing submissions like I do now, I'm going to be doing submissions, disclosures, GFE approvals, and there's going to be a bunch of additional paperwork that I have to do. And then I have to do, like, mailers and the preliminary mortgage stuff. So I'm excited about the prospect, but I'm also worried that I'm going to do something wrong. Luckily, they are going to have people QC for the first couple months when it rolls out. And, like, originally they were like, "Oh, yeah, it's going to start January 1st. Now it's being pushed back to February. I'm pretty sure it's not going to start until, like, April. So during that time, I'm like, teach me something else. Like, I know how to do the program. I have no problems learning this program. What I'm having difficulty with is I'm having difficulty with things making sense as to why I would do them in this program.
You know how to do them, you just know why you have to do them.
Right. And a part of me thinks, you know, I shouldn't even question why. Like, it's not something that I really need to know, but...
Well, when you understand why things are being done, you're able to...
I'm able to train, which is something that I'm actually quite proficient at. That, and I'm able to find shortcuts, which would be lovely in this system. Like, the system has a lot of flaws. Like, you can't copy-paste. When you're entering a Social Security number, you have to use the dashes. There are no hotkeys. Like, you can't control N to go to notes. You can't control Z to remove something that you did wrong. It's a little limited, but it's only one program as opposed to the three that we're currently using.
My computer table is so covered. It's covered in all different, a rainbow of different flecks of dried paint. Because I'm doing all this painting here.
Yeah. Are you looking at pictures as reference or?
Yeah.
Well, then that makes sense.
For Jane's Hat and for Cthulhu.
I want to see all... You made Cthulhu for Lizzie?
Yeah.
Awesome.
And that's the only one I actually did any sculpting on the body. Everything else, I just did the sculpted of the head, and then I did the body and just painted the body.
Right.
But I needed to get wings, because you have to have the bat wings for the proper Cthulhu, the big lizardy bat wings.
Right.
So they came out pretty adorable.
I want to see the picture.
I'm going to put them all up once the end of, after Christmas, I'm going to put them all up at once.
Okay. Well, I will put up a picture of mine and Jackie's.
And
I haven't seen Marissa's. Well, no, I saw Marissa's. I just haven't seen a picture from Marissa. Or I could ask her for one.
You could do that.
Because, you know what? Honestly, if there's enough of a reaction to what it is you're doing, maybe you could put them on your Etsy store as customizable. Like I will customize one for you.
I wouldn't know what to charge for this because they end up taking a lot of time.
The ones that are on the website, like I seriously went to the Zuki website.
I saw hers, yeah.
Yeah, they're anywhere from $110 or anywhere from $80 to $175, I think, for one of them.
And those are all done by the original artist because the character is done by she's like a skateboard graffiti artist named Allison Perez, and so she does her own. She did her own custom things, and she also sells the blank ones. And she always throws cute things into the box when she ships them. And because I bought one of them at the New York City Comic Con.
Right.
And then I bought three more through the mail, and I bought three more. And the two shipments had different. She just hand drew the character on the box with a little note.
Cute. See, I love things like that.
There was one that was in it was in black marker, and then she drew a red heart on it. So it was pretty cute.
That's adorable.
But when I put the pictures up on Facebook, I'll just tag her with it so she can see. She can see the the end result.
Did you tell her what you were planning?
No. Not yet. My friend Brett, who gave me advice on the sculpting medium, he got a rundown of everything that I was making. So he's pretty excited about it. He does custom action figure design.
Cool. Yeah, there are so many creative people out here, it's kind of ridiculous. Molly is a seamstress, and so she does a bunch of aprons and stuff. They're absolutely gorgeous. There are these, she'll make the 50 style. Let me see if I can find her page. Her page on Facebook is The Capering Monkey. And let me take a look to see if I can find her photos. Of course, there are no photos in this group. Why do you have this group? Oh, she made a chubby girl camo print fabric that you can buy at Spoonflower.
A who what?
Chubby girl camouflage.
Is that to hide amongst other chubby girls?
No. It's the camouflage itself. Like, it's to hide in trees.
But they're all chubby girls.
Uh-huh. Here, I'll show you. Desktop.
Ooh.
Can you see it?
I can't really, no.
All right, let's see if I can go to Zoom. Well, it has her...
her watermark on it. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Kind of adorable. And then Fred leather work. So Fred does corsets and bondage gear and other stuff like beating implements. And then my friend Rune makes masks out of clay that are just gorgeous.
Wow.
I know.
That's amazing.
So I'm looking at these and I'm like, what is happening? Why? There are so many creative people here. There are so many people that are so gifted at all of these things, it's daunting, but also very inspiring. Oh, she made a Cthulhu mask.
Oh, that's creepy.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that's just a few things that friends do. Wow. My hair is just a hot mess.
So is mine.
Okay, I need to go shopping.
Yeah?
Yeah. What do you get for a four-year-old that loses everything?
Mittens?
She broke the last mittens. Okay, Puppy bought her mittens that tie together.
Yeah.
And so she decided that it was spinning time. So she was burlesquing the crap out of them. And it snapped, and then she lost one of them. Ironically, she lost the one with the longest string. You'd think that would be something that you would find easily. Nope.
Nope.
But her attitude has improved greatly since they found a new daycare for her. So she's not with the sociopathic 4 or 6 year old. I got nothing else.
No.
Well, I got plenty of other things to talk about, but I think that it's getting difficult because instead of immediately coming and talking to you like I normally do, I'm like, oh, let's just save it for the podcast. And then when we do record, I don't remember what it is we're actually talking about or
yeah.
what I wanted to talk about. So it
and it's also been
so many
very
things get
crazy.
Lost along the wayside. Like you didn't know that I was flirting with a dude that
farted a lot.
He might, I don't know. Yeah, like there's a lot of things that I haven't updated you on, and I feel like a dick for not doing that because you're my best friend, yo.
Well, I've been doing basically a lot of baby doctor visits.
Yeah.
And working overtime a lot because stuff's been crazy. And then painting these stupid things for Christmas. So I haven't had anything exciting to do, to talk about.
And I've done a lot. I have done a lot, which is weird. Oh, I went to go see After School Girl fight Kill Kill.
Oh, how was that?
It was fantastic.
Of course.
Well, they started out with showing clips from Faster Pussycat Kill Kill. Is it Faster Pussycat Kill 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 or Kill Kill?
I think it's only two kills, but don't quote me on that.
Okay. So they showed like bits and pieces from it, and then they essentially, like, the first segment that they did was like a couple of the scenes word for word. So it was campy, it was ridiculous, and the guy that we were going to see, I went with my friend Jen, was a guy from work who we call Cupcake. And he died in the first 5 minutes. So immediately I was like, okay, I came here to support him. I'm kind of disappointed that he is dead in the first 5 minutes. Then I come to realize that it's only one of three skits. So they do, sketches, I think. But they finish that one up, and then the second one is an after-school special where they're talking about, like, drugs and kind of a reefer madness, like the 1980s after-school specials.
Yeah.
That, what's her name? Marlo Thomas? Is that her name?
That's
Donahue's wife.
Yeah, that is Marla Thomas.
Okay. Where she's basically narrating it on a screen in the back, and then like it cuts to them being crazy and trying drugs and doing all of this crazy stuff, which I thought was hysterical. because I'm watching the guy that runs HR at work pretend that he's tripping on acid going and just like grasping for imaginary butterflies. And then the one following it, like the last sketch following it, was called Super Train, where they did Super Train. And that was my favorite.
So he was in all three?
Yeah, he was in all three. And then afterwards, we met with him, and we were like, oh, I'm so proud of you. This is amazing. And he invited us to go have drinks. So we ended up going with the cast and having drinks at a place called, like, My Father's Bar or something like that. And I proceeded to get hammered, like super hammered, like Captain Hammered. Getting, like, Adora dumb. That's pretty much it.
That's always a questionable
choice. A Mormon guy.
With work people.
Huh?
That's always a questionable choice with work people.
Yeah, well, and the thing is, like, the two people that I was with, they were like, that was so much fun, we need to do it again. And I'm like, yeah, we really do. So I met a Mormon guy, and his name, he was like, well, my name is this. And he was like, well, you can just call me Kirk. And I'm like, okay. So after I woke up in the morning, I was like, immediately his name popped in my head, and I was like, who the fuck names their child Kirksey? Like, it sounds like curtsy, but it's Kirksey.
That's his actual name.
Yeah.
His mother named him that.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, nah. He was, yeah. Okay. Good for you.
Good for you, you silly named bastard.
Uh-huh. I mean, he was gorgeous. Like, he was very, very hot. But my friend was like, oh my god, dibs.
Dibs on the Mormon guy.
I was like, he bikes. Fine. Take him. And so she left, like, she was on the way out, and she was like, dude, I didn't even get his number. This is stupid. And then Monday morning, Cupcake brings her his number. And I was like, that dude is the best wingman ever. I am a terrible wingman. Because I was just, like, getting progressively more and more drunk.
As you do when you're out with people from work.
Yeah. Well, I mean, why not make it awkward? Let's make it awkward.
Hey, it's Portland. That's how we do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we actually are thinking of buying a house in the greater Waterbury area.
Nice.
Because even with the high property taxes worked into it, we'd still be saving money monthly over rents. Because rents are are super high now.
What are they now?
To find a place that has the four bedrooms that we need, it's going to be in a decent neighborhood, like as good or better than what we have now. It's going to be like $1,200 or $1,300 a month.
Wow.
But I found several houses that's going to cost us about $800 or $900 a month. Mortgage, taxes, and insurance.
That's not bad.
So we just
you're going to have to save up for baby. Well, that, and you're going to have a bunch of home improvement shit that you're going to do, because that's what you do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, now's the time. Honestly, the APR rates are really low. And as long as your credit score is decent.
Well, mine is decent. Hers is... I don't even know if she has one anymore.
I do not believe that Connecticut is a community property state. So if you were to apply for a conventional loan... actually, no. If you were to apply for a conventional loan anyways, you could have her on... Well, no. You could not list her and not have to worry about having the applicant spouse's credit card or credit report. You could do an FHA loan because Connecticut, I don't think, is a community property state. You could do an FHA loan, which might give you a lower APR,
mm-hmm.
but your credit score would have to be a little bit higher. But honestly, if your credit score is like 680 or above, then there isn't an issue. You don't need to worry about it. Like typical loans, they look for a credit score of like 620.
My problem is most of the income we get is from Vicky.
Right, but you file joint taxes.
Yeah.
That's what they would go by. Like, yeah, you can have pay stubs from her and pay stubs from you, or you could just have pay stubs from you and your joint tax return. And as long as they can see that you have a significant amount of money coming in, then it's easier to justify. You can also talk to a loan officer about it.
Well, we're going to talk to our I'm going to talk to my credit union about it.
So you think that you'd go through for a home loan through them?
Probably, yeah. Because I have my car loan through mm-hmm. them.
And it might actually, like, they might be better to do that. Like, do they lower the APR or anything if you bundle with them?
They have all kinds of tricks for lowering the APR. So, like, my interest rate for my car loan is 3%.
Which isn't bad.
No, it's actually pretty damn good.
Yeah.
It's actually the minimum that they do.
Yeah, I've seen APR rates as low as like 3.155. Or no, I'm sorry. The lowest one I've seen was 2.65. However, the highest I've seen is like 8.
That seems owie.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, it's like, if you are mortgaging, like, would you do a 15-year or a 30-year?
I would probably do a 30-year, but pay as if it was a 15.
Which makes sense. The only problem is, though, would they balloon the tax?
Usually they do the taxes as escrow.
Yeah.
Ugh, wow.
I mean, you have to pay for a bunch of stuff up front. So you need to have money to put down.
Yeah, you have to have a deposit, and then you have to have, what, closing costs and stuff like that?
Right.
So that's, you know, that's the thing, is whether we're going to have enough money saved before we need to move.
So, right. Well, I mean, you could also talk to your credit union about how much you would have to put down in order to do that. And because, I mean, it's possible that they would offer you a discount as to what you need to put down on their end for them to cover the rest.
Yeah.
If you have a good payment history with them, and you've never given them any reason to doubt that you would not give them their money back, then they might be willing to work with you a little bit more. Do you have a specific representative that you go through?
Yes. Yeah.
Then I would talk to them, obviously. Like, if they know your history and the stuff that has happened in the past, then... Oh, did I tell you that they offered me a settlement?
Already?
Yeah.
And it's probably tiny, right?
Yeah, I mean, I honestly wasn't expecting any money whatsoever.
Yeah.
So I was like, for what? And she was like, you know, like, so we can shut this case down and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I want you to pay for my medical for the accident. She was like, oh, no, we'll do that. But this is in addition to that for, like, pain and heartache. And I was like, and she goes, well, let me just give you a number. So she spouts out a number. I was like, that's fine. I wasn't expecting anything. So she's like, let me send you the paperwork. So I'm taking a look at the paperwork, and it is ambiguous wording.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So the first thing that I did is I sent it to my dad. The first thing that my dad did after reading it was send it to our friend who is a lawyer. And he was like, if she signs it, she's fucked. Because they mention, like, the $300 that they were going to pay me. Who the fuck cares? Plus PIP. But I don't know what PIP is. That could mean anything. And so I politely declined. And the woman was like, why are you declining? Is it not enough money? I was like, I'm not going to sign something unless I know for a fact that it is not going to affect being reimbursed for the medical that I have to do because of your client hitting me with their car. And she was like, oh, no, that's what PIP means. I said, well, it's not spelled out well enough for me. Like, I'm not comfortable. And she goes, well, I can't change it. It's a form letter. And I told my dad this, and he was like, fuck her. Form letters can be changed. That is the point of a form letter.
I had the same situation where somebody had hit me and I had to go through physical therapy, and they had wanted to give me a $300 settlement, which I guess is the magic number they usually do.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't call her back for a while, and they needed to get it off their desk, and eventually they paid for all my medical. So they had to reimburse my insurance company.
Right.
Health insurance company, and they gave me $1,500. So they went from 300 to 1,500 just because I just stalled them.
Yeah.
You know, and especially if you don't need the money right away, let them sweat it out a bit.
Yeah, my dad's like, there's no problem in making them wait a year.
Yeah, yeah, it was almost, yeah, it was like a year before.
Yep.
And it's all going to be them. It's going to be their boss yelling at them to get things, to get it taken care of.
Yeah. I'm not going to answer my phone anymore, though. Like, because she calls me while I'm at work, and I'm like, look, I can't talk to you right now. You're calling me during business hours. I have a job, and I can't lose any more time besides the time that I'm losing going to therapy for the accident. And she was like, I understand. And I'm like,
Yeah, I just took it. I went, sent everything to voicemail for about 4 months in a row. And then they started sending me letters, and the letters, the offers got bigger and bigger in each letter that I didn't answer. Because what they want to do is they're afraid that
they don't want me to sue them.
Right.
That's what they don't want. I don't care. Like, I just
wanted stuff
until
to get
my paid. Medical bills are paid for this. I'm not signing shit. I don't have to sign shit. The only thing that I need to sign is a medical waiver to my insurance company. Oh, and that's another fucking thing. The insurance company that is that guy's insurance company, in addition to that settlement info that they sent me a medical waiver. Now, if I'm signing the settlement info, they don't need to know a fucking thing in those things. They don't need any of my medical information. So I'm not signing that. The only people that I need to sign something for is Progressive, so they can, like, get started on getting paid back for the massage therapy that I'm going through, which is kind of awesome. I have one tomorrow on Christmas Eve. I was like, it is a gift, but it is also incredibly painful before and after. But that's it. All right. Well, we keep rambling on and on and on. Let's just end this episode. Yeah.
You're going to have a lot of chopping to do before you put this up, huh?
No.
No, I'm, you just put up ramble.
Uh-huh. I'm just going to remove the big, like, the big silent breaks, and I'm going to add in boo laughing.
And fart noises.
No. Just her laughing.
Well, we didn't actually get any whiskey, although yeah. I think there's a bottle under the tree for me. There's a bottle-shaped gift bag.
Shaped like a bottle?
Yes. I'm pretty excited. I have no idea what it is.
Cool.
So maybe next time we do Whiskey on Sunday, I'll have my brand new Christmas whiskey.
Maybe.
Well, thank you for listening to the Whiskey on Sunday Christmas Ramble-thon.
Yeah. I'm terrible when it comes to promoting. You can go to cranialspasm.com. You can follow either of us at cranialspasm or at revhooligan on the Twitter. You can like our Facebook page, which I believe only Seth and I like, which is hysterical.
I don't really like it that much.
Yeah. You can also buy me something if you want. I have an Amazon wish list. I mean, why not?
It's mostly 70s porn videos.
That's true.
It's not VHS.
Well, I am a fan of the Bush, I guess. That's so weird. Oh, no.
So mail her your pubic hair.
No, please don't. Please don't. Please don't. Actually, mail your pubic hair to the Westboro Baptist Church. I have an Etsy page, etsy.com/cranialspasm, I think. And
you can follow all those links on our show notes.
Yeah, if you're going to go to Amazon, just click on the navigational bar in cranialspasm.com, and they might give me a penny or two. Also, there is a Google Voice button. So if you click on it, put your phone number in, what it will do is Google will call you, and then as soon as it calls you, it will call my voicemail, and you can leave a voicemail and end up on Whiskey on Sunday. You can advertise your podcast. You can advertise your store. You can leave me an abusive... No.
Fart noises. You can leave fart noises.
You could. You could sing me a song. You could...
leave a recipe for cookies.
Right. Or you could just get progressively drunk. You could pretend it's a dating line. You could pretend that it's a number that a girl gave to you at a bar. Or a guy. I don't know. However you do.
You could pretend it's your mom, and that way you can get out of a terrible date when it calls you.
You could, yeah, exactly. You could rant about something that you don't like. Preferably not about me, because self-esteem ain't that great. Who needs it anyways? You could name Seth's baby.
We're not having a name Seth's baby contest.
Well, you don't have to name it that. You could just, they can suggest names.
Okay.
Like
I have them picked out, but you can suggest names anyway.
Yeah. I suggest Farts Johnson.
Well, if I win the lottery before the baby's born, we're going to name it Wealthy Q Douchebag the Third.
I don't even know if the lottery's at now.
Neither do I.
We're like the worst gamblers ever.
Yeah, we keep on forgetting to buy tickets or... check the tickets that we do buy.
Yeah. We basically just buy it for the what if game.
Yeah.
Oh, and a plug because I love this fucking game with all of my heart. Do yourselves a favor. If you are horrible, well, I mean, if you like me, I'm horrible. You will love Cards Against Humanity. It is apples to apples for assholes. It's assholes to assholes.
Assholes to assholes. Which also is the title of one of those movies that you want on your Amazon list.
Also true. Do you have one plug that you want to give?
One plug that I want to give. If the business is touring in your town, go see them. Mickey Fitz is 60-ish, but it's some great up punk rock kiddie stuff, and it was great.
Awesome.
The business. Go see them.
All right, well, for this episode of Whiskey on Sunday, I'm sober.
I am sober and caffeinated.
Have a good day? Night?
Monkey farts.